on tapmanradio.com. That's the new tune, Molecular, No More Horrors, by our good friends Rizzo and Freeman. So, the guy from Metasabian there, I don't know how to pronounce
Howakin.
He was the dude rapping at the end.
That's DL.
DL.
You know DL?
I do.
Why am I echoing?
That's because I've got my... Just let me input my headphones.
By the way, speaking of cannabis, Type 1 Radio is brought to you by ShivaDasGlass.com. If you should happen to be in need of a hand-blown glass cannabis consumption device for your inhalation therapy, check out S-H-I-V, as in victory, A-D-A-S, glass.com. You'll see some just gorgeous art type pieces there.
And if I could just mention a company who is based here in Brighton, England, called Canawell, which is spelled C-A-N-N-A, capital W-E-L-L, which is all one word. And you can find their products. They sell premium CBD food supplements, and they can be found at www.canawell, spelled CANNAWELL.co.uk, and if you can go from there to sales at the same web address. You can buy fantastic CBD products, which are the other cannabinoids other than THC and cannabis. And we will be having this lady, wonderful lady called Catherine. I don't have a second name. I do have a cell phone number, and that's all that counts, really. She will be coming on to be a guest very shortly. And she knows everybody in the world of cannabis, including our own Rick Simpson. Amongst others, I've asked her to watch Ari Rassi's film because she hadn't heard of him, but she knows pretty much everybody. And she is in the business of providing CBD products, which we were discussing earlier, which take away the anxieties from, you know, smoking, which is in the tincture form, that is, which you place four drops under your tongue. And I've been using this thing, and yeah, it freaking works. It gives you a real nice, it just kind of changes the way you're stoned, sort of thing. It doesn't really do much for you unless you know what you're looking for. But however, aside of that, we had a chat because I just randomly met this person who I was working for, and we were talking about going to rock concerts and stuff, of all, because we were the same age, and we mentioned we'd been to a similar concert. We went to see UFO last year. And we ended up sort of talking about how I was glad that I saw David Bowie and Prince before, you know, when they died, long before they died. But, you know, seeing these great artists, you know, we're not here for very long. And if you don't see them, then, you know, you could be losing out, sort of thing. So we ended up talking about that. And he ended up sort of mentioning something about, oh, yeah, well, Prince was killed because he was talking about 9/11. And I just went, oh, hello. What the fuck? And I just started talking to him. And we ended up getting onto all sorts of subjects like vaccines and cell phones and chemtrails. And, of course, the cannabis. I just said, yeah, what about cannabis curing cancer? And he went, well, funnily enough, I've got a friend who's really into all that sort of thing. And she has just the website address that I just gave out, which was
www.canawell.com. Yeah, I'm checking it out right now. Outstanding.
Is I'm sorry. She's been shut down by PayPal and Visa and MasterCard, all the regular online financial services have been made not available to her. She's been shut down basically on the financial side. So obviously, if you're trying to run a business on that, you can't do it if you don't have nowhere to pay. So basically, people have got to send their checks and bank orders and what have you, and all that old-fashioned stuff to sort of, you know, try and get off the ground.
Does she ship
she's
to
doing
the US?
I couldn't tell you.
I see that there's an option for pounds, US dollars, and euros.
Yeah. Well, her product comes from the US. She only uses the finest ingredients available to her, and they come from California, as we can all imagine they would do. And she's hooked up with some pretty big companies, and she's in with a lot of people who are, you know, pushing this medicine. Because it's not about getting stoned. This is not a hippie talking to you.
Yeah, right, the CBD is the healing aspect of it. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, this isn't a hippie talking to you who gets stoned all the time. This is an old guy who's worked in the same job for years, and now he's got aches and pains where, you know, repetitive stress disorders, whatever you want to call them, maybe arthritic pains from, you know, moving my elbow and shoulders and knees and hips all these years, sort of thing, doing repetitive thing. You know, she gave me this cream, and I joke you not, people listening to Type 1, this is called Natural CBD Cream. And what you do is you rub it on the area which is affected. Now, I've had these dull pains for years now, and they don't hinder me in any way yet. You know, they're not sort of chronic pains or anything like that. But oh my God, she rubbed some on my shoulder, and I'm not kidding, the next day, completely gone. Absolutely
really?
Fucking no pain whatsoever. No, I could swing. If I was to serve a tennis ball, it would hurt. Yeah, it would, or a bowling ball down a bowling alley. That would hurt me a little bit to do that, yeah.
Right.
Well, I could swing it around like I was, you know, swinging on a rope on a tree the next day. And now, I'll get you some, mate. Yeah, it's £20 a go, so I think, so it's not exactly dirt cheap, but it bloody works. I rub some on Dan's, you know, our good friend Dan, who does all his drawings of you know, from holding a pencil in his right hand for the best part of 30 years now. It's going to make you a little bit stiff and sore. And I gave him some, and he said, oh, yeah, I noticed the next day. It was really quite nice. And it actually smells really nice. It's a really nice sort of a... It's almost like an incense-y smell, Swami, you know, a nice
juicy
smell.
It's made from sweet almond, Rosa Moscata, and macadamia oil.
Yeah, there you go. And so it smells nice, feels nice. It's not too greasy. You know, when you put some creams on, they're kind of like, they leave a kind of residue. This really, like, absorbs in, and it gets to the sort of air. Now, I've heard because I've had a lot of contact with a lot of older people who have really bad arthritis, and they were saying that they can get this stuff in Holland. You can't get it in this country, but you can order it over and online. And I wonder if it's the same stuff or a derivative of the same kind of stuff, something. Because I can't believe how this. I've never had anything like that worked like that. You know what I mean? So, and when I spoke to her about this, she was just. She's really a really passionate. You'll love to talk to. She really is a laugh. And really passionate about a thing, and she's just, I have these things just denied to us, you know, why the fuck? Because this isn't, you know, this isn't cannabis in, you know, in the way we've come to know it, like with the oil, etc., and all that. This is a different use for it, you know, this is a different sort of blend and process to get it to this state, which actually, I mean, she's got testimonials from many people around the world. You know, there's this one woman who really wants to go on national media. And just say, look, because she's got such bad chronic arthritic pains in her hands, and she can't lift a coffee cup or a pencil or a pen or anything. But when she uses the stuff, she's immediately free from that and can lead a life that, you know, she can flush the toilet, she can turn the light on, she can do these simple things that we take for granted, sort of thing.
This would be really good for people with MS, wouldn't it?
I'm just convinced it's the answer to fucking everything, you know. I'm just really, is it?
Yeah,
I mean,
the
tincture.
Especially pain issues, yeah.
I mean, local pain, you know, things that just, you know, ache and pain. And I can vouch for it because, you know, I've done a job for years that means, you know, that probably the joints that I've used constantly are just sort of, you know, giving up, you know, now after 35, whatever years sort of thing, you know. But this stuff is just mad. Vychik also gets arthritic pains, and she claims it doesn't really hasn't helped her, she said, because she gets sort of bad pains in her hands. Uh-huh. And but she's not, you know, she's just saying, well, you know, it's not doing it for me sort of thing. But I definitely hand and heart.
Well, over here in the medical, those who are using various strains for medical marijuana purposes, medical cannabis, there's a number of strains available where the THC has been dialed down and the CBD mm-hmm. brought up, or it's at a one-to-one yeah. level
yeah.
where these, you know, if you're vaping or eating or smoking, I mean, are outstanding for chronic pain issues and other issues. I see that on the website here, she's got a blend for pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
mad.
Awesome. Anybody with an old dog or cat that's not getting around too mm-hmm. good?
Mm-hmm.
Put a smile on the dog's face.
Well, arthritis in dogs is one of the most painful things. You see them limping and
they
walk on two legs occasionally and stuff like that, and it really looks horrible. You know, it really looks sort of thing. Yeah, she's quite a gal, and like I said at the earlier in the show, we've just been. I mean, we all have had, you know, a mad couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll all agree, sort of thing, where you know, things just haven't been the same. But once I've got to go to Scotland in a couple of weeks, and once I'm back from that, we're going to have her over, because she'll come over here and do it live from here.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and but be prepared not to say very much, because she can talk. I went round to sort of dispense, because she lives in the down a place that's really a pain in the ass to park at, and you're only allowed to stay mm-hmm. there for up to an hour. And you fucking get towed away if you're there any longer, sort of thing, you know. And I was just looking at my watch, going, I've got to go. She's going, oh yeah, another thing. But she was saying that Rick, she's had conversations with Rick and a bit of an argument with him about, because he concentrates on the THC side of things, mm-hmm. and he's not really, he's not balancing out what he should be, sort of thing. So
he uses quite high THC strain, mm. doesn't he? The different sides of this, you know, the stuff that this lady's making and the stuff that Rick's making are just, you know, different aspects of the same.
The opposite side of the spectrum. They're the opposite side from each other. You need, like, she explained to me the cannabis receptors we all have inside us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're activated by CBDs, and they're kind of fueled by
they are CBD receptors, don't they? The cannabinoid receptors.
Yeah, but what these do is, like, these are the spark plugs to the THC's oil, to the petroleum, the gas. Yeah, so you need them both. You need these CBDs to open the receptors up, to therefore process the information that the THC's got, and that's how it kind of balances up and works, sort of thing. But you've got all sorts of natural things occurring in you anyway, sort of thing. So once you get, you know, the right balance of sort of doing things, you'll fight anything off. She said it's just mad what it can do, you know, and it's like a lot of them. I mean, the information's just been squished, you know, on that side of things anyway, and just, you know, and we obviously know it's been demonized to make it seem like it's this, you know, really evil thing, which you've got to admit is fucking what a treat for the powers that be, you know, that everybody.
And particularly like, poignant this week because of the ban on legal highs over here. From the reports of these legal highs, I'm just thinking, why the fuck have these people not just got some weed and just smoked that for fuck's sake? Why are they doing this potentially, you know, just like smoking fucking fertilizer, basically.
Oh, is it that spice kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Spice was a major league problem in prisons over here because they were allowed to bring it in because it was legal. It's just caused this fucking, you know, the spice addicts or the spice psychotic cases, all of them are in jail anyway. So it's like, oh my God, these people are just about to be, you know, unleashed on society because there's a whole fucking swathe of them. I mean, over the past 3 years,
it'd be better for the mental health of all prisoners if they were allowed to cultivate their own cannabis in prison. would it not? I think that would be.
Well, they'd have to build bigger prisons.
Yeah.
The whole fucking country would just be like, oh, well.
Three hots and a cot plus cannabis cultivation? I'm in. Don't need a degree, just a record. That's all you need.
There's an old Freak Brothers comic where they go and bust out the old farmer that grows weed, and he's going, why the fuck would I want to leave here? I've got my own coloured TV and I can as much weed as I want. Now fuck off, leave me alone. But it ended up just being a dream because Fat Fred had eaten all the hash brownies.
Oh, those cartoons. So, did you hear the farcical news this week that Angelina Jolie has been given the job as professor at the London School of Economics?
What? Professor in what?
Lecturing a course in women and like international studies, so women's rights throughout the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also this year, so she's even though she hasn't got any she's got experience of being an actress.
Somebody told once that women get
a UN ambassador thing.
Yeah. Well, to my mind, she's like prime, like spy candidate. You know, she's been put into these like international development positions, and now lecturing at the a spy network. Which, you know, wow. That's what the London School of Economics pretty much is, isn't it? when, you know, I was sort of looking into this story, I put a search into Google of dark, the sort of dark side of London School of Economics. Turns out, they actually teach a course on that. the dark side of organisations.
Really?
So, yeah.
I used to know a professor at the London School of Economics, and he wasn't a spy. He was a spy for the fucking bar.
But, well, not everybody there, obviously. No. But it's used as a tool.
Mick Jagger was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, how did he do?
He was at the London School of Economics.
I think Anthony Peake met a gun there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Whatever happened to him? Can I get a hold of him soon, though?
I've emailed him, but he must get shitloads of messages, so... But he did say to get back to him after he got back from Australia, and I did. But I have not heard back, which is a bit of a shame. But we'll still pursue that one, people, because it'd be really nice to have a chat with him.
Yeah.
We get to tell him my experience.
Yes.
Very lovely to hear that. So, any other business?
Got another bomb. You got something,
Son? Well, I'll go after you, but here is a bong. We're bonged.
Again, from our friends at naturalnews.com. I don't know if either of you have been keeping abreast of the situation going on in Venezuela.
Oh, yes. It's fucking well kicking off.
Venezuela's hospitals have collapsed into ruin as failed socialism extracts a horrifying cost on Venezuelan society. Senator Bernie Sanders, the first openly socialist U.S. presidential candidate, won't become the Democratic Party's nominee, no matter how much his supporters kick and scream about the unfair advantages awarded to his chief rival for the overall office, Hillary Clinton. But sometimes dreams don't come true, and for a reason. Some entity somewhere is trying to spare Sanders supporters and the rest of the American public the pain and agony and despair that socialism would bring to the United States. That entity is even providing a modern-day example, if anyone at Sanders rallies cares to take an honest look. Venezuela, a once successful capitalistic country that has descended into an economic death spiral thanks to more than a decade of bad socialist government. A report of conditions in the South American nation, printed recently by the UK's Daily Mail, should make any real fan of socialism not simply take pause, but run away as fast as they can from anyone advocating that form of government. Poor hospital conditions with dirty operating instruments, dramatic shortages of IV fluids and even basic medications, food shortages, power shortages, spiking crime and unrest, it's just madness, hell on earth. And it's going to get worse because the country's socialist president, former bus driver Nicolas Maduro, is blaming his lousy governance and economic illiteracy on some crazy U.S.-hatched plot to bring him and the country down. In reality, the last thing America needs is yet another migrant stream from yet another failed Central or South American country. Emergency patients must wait hours in filthy emergency rooms and operating rooms before being attended to, again, with poor, dirty instrumentation in very unsanitary conditions, oftentimes doctors treating people who are laying bleeding in the floor. The shortage of doctors and medical staff has long since become an emergency in and of itself. As the Daily Mail notes further, the Luis Rossetti Hospital in the portal city of Barcelona looks like a war zone. Patients can be seen balancing themselves on half-broken beds with days-old blood on their bodies, and they're the lucky ones. Most are curled up on the floor, blood streaming and limbs turning black. Children lie among dirty cardboard boxes in the hallways without food, water, or medication. Without electricity or functioning machines, medics have had to create their own solutions. Two men who had surgery on their legs had their limbs elevated by makeshift slings made out of water bottles. One man is missing half his skull after a severe head injury a year ago. He is still awaiting post-surgery treatment. Last summer, the Daily Mail reported how rampant possums had infected the hospital, killing 17 newborn infants. That was just the start of the month's misery at the center. This is real. But most Sanders supporters and other Americans who were taught by left-wing academics and politicians to hate free market capitalisms and incentive, the very economic models that transformed America into the world's largest economy, have never seen such conditions or experienced them. So they have no point of reference. It's easy to shout, everything should be free, make the rich pay, when you don't have to live with the results. This is what a socialist utopia looks like. Everyone is miserable, except the ruling socialist elite. The Venezuelan people are living with these revolutionary ideals, and they suffer while the ruling elite that seduced the masses into giving them all the power make their way just fine by skimming what they need off the top first. In just one day, the Daily Mail reporters witnessed the deaths of 7 babies because there were no oxygen tanks and doctors had to pump air into their lungs by hand. Room air won't do when bottled oxygen is needed. They are not the same thing. What in the world would Americans do if they had to endure such conditions, especially after they themselves voted for the leader who gives them these conditions? There is much more, and you should read the full report. Then print it off and give it to a Sanders supporter you know or anyone else who thinks the government should own and run the economy. The end.
That is a pretty horrific, and I think sort of since Chavez has died,
right,
the system's been sort of hijacked to,
yep,
to sort of they've sort of run the socialist model that Chavez was administering into the ground so much to bring it to the state that it is now.
It's absolutely horrible. People can't keep electricity on. It's just not available. food. There's just not food. Have you seen the lines of people a mile long, literally,
and yet
just hoping?
And yet, this country of Venezuela is like, I don't know what, the fourth biggest oil supplier,
yes,
in the world. And because the oil price in Venezuela is like zero almost. I think petrol is cheaper than water in Venezuela. And I remember seeing a documentary where this English guy called Simon somebody goes around various, he does like a ring, and he was going around the top of South America, like the Caribbean, and part of it he was going through Venezuela, and the smuggling of petrol from Venezuela to its neighboring countries is just massive. It was massive at the time, and you know that sort of situation has destabilized the Venezuelan society when,
yeah,
it could be, you know, the model of South America, because it shouldn't want for anything because of the oil reserves. You know, we look at fucking Saudi Arabia, where,
right,
you know, they regularly behead people on a daily basis, and yet people, you know, the nations around the world are sort of bowing to this fucking dictatorship that
barbaric.
Has got this headspace of being so above everything that it actually named the country, put its name to the country. I mean, even the British royal family didn't have the gall to fucking do that, did they?
No, they didn't call it Windsorland.
Or Saxe-Coburg-Land.
Or Lizzieville. Lizzie-Valia. Yeah, Venezuela. Do you remember who one of the biggest private landowners down there is?
No.
Oh, the good old Bushies.
Do you
remember that?
I remember they bought a lot of stuff in Paraguay.
And Venezuela.
Doing
loads.
Not surprising. I mean, they are in the oil business, so would make sense.
They're in the drug business.
Other than the fact that the elite are just skimming it, they're just taking at a level that modern society hasn't really seen since World War II.
This type of society is really happening. Is Venezuela part of the IMF? Because this would be an indicator in why it is being there's no intervention from anywhere to help.
That would suggest no.
Because they want it to fail completely. So the idea of state ownership or people ownership is completely outlandered, where the people get a benefit from the natural resources of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every Venezuelan should be getting a fair wage from
Like Gaddafi used to do. I mean, Gaddafi was an oil, he put people through college. He gave you a house when you got married. I mean, Gaddafi was running it right. That's why they killed him.
That's why they took
because they were getting ready to put together a gold-backed currency.
Well, funnily, you should mention that. Just in the news today, they're sending a warship down to fucking to Libya, because they reckon the refugees are sort of coming through there now, as well as from Syria. And that's a sort of a dropping off point.
Yeah, there's a lot
to
there's a lot of ships capsizing, supposedly from Libya. Yeah, that's what's being reported.
So how are we going to help? Oh, we'll send a fucking warship. We'll just kill the fuckers. That's one way of dealing with the problem, I guess. Dave, he's just... Oh.
I don't even
think it's worth mentioning the old Brexit campaign, the way it's been, the war that's raging off right now. It's just fucking ridiculous.
There's a guy, stopped me. I was having a cigarette outside of work the other day, and this guy stopped me just walking past. He was like... So, are you voting in or out? I said, I'm not voting either way. refuse to be party to these corrupt politicians. I'm out of the Stockholm Syndrome. And he was like, you what? So you did ask.
Have a nice day then.
Yeah.
Well, funny to say, I mentioned that to Catherine, the woman with it, and she's quite adamant we should vote out. And I didn't even have the time. I was trying to get out of the door, and I was saying, well, no, voting's just as bad as fucking, it's going to be fixed to stay in anyway.
Yeah.
So if he's getting...
And even if you vote out, even if by chance that is the way.
Nah.
It still will take a mighty long time for that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, in the interim time, they will somehow manage to scrape in. I think at this time we do need to reflect on the sedition of Edward Heath in taking us into this this federalized state. That ex-copper guy that used to talk with John House all the time, I can't remember.
The constitutional guy.
He was so on the money in how Edward Heath just like sold the country out completely with a smile on his face.
Totally.
Yeah.
Whilst murdering and raping children.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Savile. So, how are we doing for time? Are we going to...
We've still got 20 minutes left. On that quite dark note that we've we've come to...
Well, I was going to mention that McCann's...
Have you watched that? Oh, my God.
I haven't watched it yet.
No wonder the McCanns don't want this guy's book to be available over here. I was completely unaware of what his information is that a group of people were seen going into the local church at some point, I'm not quite sure when, but in the church there was a coffin, laid in mourning, and that was the next day going to be cremated. He's saying that they stuck the body underneath this body.
And, oh my God!
Yeah. How fucking dark is that? No wonder. Whoa. If people in this country knew that even that was the fucking and that was the reason why they were brought in as like suspects.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So they'll never find any evidence of that then, will they?
No.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, whoa.
That is just that blew me away.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Is Rich D. Hall aware of this? Do we know?
I think he must be because
there's certain stuff he wouldn't mention because of legal things and that must be it, eh?
That's
He's
sort of linked because it's a that copper, the Portuguese copper on like a Portuguese sort of news show, talking about his book and talking about that investigation, that road of investigation was just completely shut down by the Scotland Yard.
Yeah.
Really fucking dark. I recommend everybody to watch that. And, it is subtitled.
What's the name of this that you're referring to?
The book. So in the Madeleine McCann case, when Portuguese started investigating, the investigating officer, he sort of later quit the police force because he didn't want to bring them into any, have any sort of condemnation brought onto the police because even though this was the police's sort of case, he didn't want, he just wanted to take that on his shoulders. So he's written this book and the
his name's Giancarlo Amaral, is it?
Yeah, I haven't got that in front of me at the moment, so but I imagine that's correct.
Giancarlo Amaral.
And then McCann's sued him for defamation of character, maybe, or something like that. And then he's now won his appeal in the Supreme Court, and so now he's, sort of on TV shows in Portugal and not being talked about over here, which would be, if that book was in English and available, and just after they'd lost the appeal, the McCanns said that they'd sue anybody in the UK who would publicise
it. It stops it, yeah.
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 No wonder.
Yeah, the book's called The Forbidden Investigation. And it's basically his notes and his stuff from the... from the case. I mean, I'm just looking at the website now. It's fucked up. I mean, it's showing you the bits where the Cavada dogs were taken to and all that. And, the evidence is there, eh?
Yeah, yeah. And, something...
Real victim is the missing child.
Something happened that, made it that this could not get out. Why? If the poor little girl had died accidentally, why not just like say, mm-hmm. "Oh my God, what happened here?" But for her to be presumed alive somewhere, and even the sort of media psyop has gotten to the extreme in. That now the McCanns are holding up photoshopped images of literally photoshopped, and it's like grown-up Madeline that they're holding pictures of, isn't it? sort of an older version that is completely image manipulated. They've sort of either aged a face of a three-year-old onto an older kid's face. It's crazy. But that really did just send the creeps that information has not been allowed into the public domain in the UK. And hopefully Rich does sort of, go with that as well. But, I mean, I don't know how you could prove that happened. I don't know.
No, well, that's it. It's, but it's the word of a policeman who's been quietened by McCann. So, people like us can believe it like that. But, it's the integrity of the people looking at the evidence to decide for themselves. I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but I just look at them too and I just see her in pain. She knows she's done fucking wrong. And the look in her face just says that, and he's just like this strong, bull, aggressive psycho. Scottish guy who's, he's just he's a straight through, win at all cost type of guy. But she's hurting, you can tell she's like really, she's starting to look really haggard and all the rest of it. That sort of classic, the Lady Macbeth syndrome almost. Aimed. You can't, the blood's off. And,
Yeah.
I mean? So she has that look.
That is her child.
I know, man, somebody killed it. Somebody killed her child. And she, for some reason, can't. Tell us what really happened, because it all result in some sort of terrible thing happening in this life. Well, you've got other lives to think about, love, so you want to take a fucking good look at yourself and
And
do yourself a favour.
If the scenario that the police officer is suggesting, where they've basically cremated Madeline with another, because it was the copper said that it was an English woman who was there. So I mean, it would be easy to find out who that woman was, because English woman living in or dying in a small village like Pride de Luz, whether or not she was an expat or somebody on holiday, it would be easy to find out.
Right.
But very fucking dark to hide a body that you know that's going to be cremated in another coffin, in the same coffin. Really fucking dark.
Yeah, that's proper dark, that is. You'd have to lift that body out.
Speaking of coffins, Steve.
It does, from the mindset of, the situation, that is the perfect way to get rid of any incriminating evidence.
That's it. That's gone. That's it. Forget it. It's over. Because there's no way you can fucking, you can't exhume that body.
No.
If you can get a hold of the casket, I wonder if you could determine if, because cremations don't work effectively enough. They don't melt every bone. You know, you could maybe, if you could get a hold of the casket that's got the ashes in it and do a sort of you'd have to do an analysis of it all sort of thing. And if we came up with two different readings, that's the only way you could prove that. So we need to get a hold of that casket and sort of do that. But anyway, Swami, were you just about to say something?
Yeah, I didn't know if you were aware, but your birthday this year falls on what is referred to as a holiday weekend over here, which
same here.
It is absolutely
same here,
the most unfortunate excuse. Over here, you see all these people getting all worked up about drinking beer and barbecues and going swimming because it's Memorial Day weekend, without giving any real thought to the reason there is a Memorial Day. Having served in the United States Armed Forces, having lost family and friends, that is what Memorial Day is about. Now, regardless, this Swami's stance on the purely unethical, immoral practice of war, how many listeners' lives have not been touched by war, by a friend or a family member who may be serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, right now, and you don't know if they're going to make it home. And, you know, this Swami's seen people that knew, that this Swami knew before they went over there, and they came back and they were not the same people anymore. And that's just the long and short of it. It changes people, and many will never recover. And that's the ones who come home with all their limbs and all their organs still functioning. So, what a spectrum this society goes through on this particular weekend, where so many are taking it so lightly, while at the very same time, so many who either served had friends or family who served and were lost are crushed. Just crushed. And they're not out there to drink beer and barbecue, go swimming, buy a bunch of crappy plastic Chinese stuff from Walmart to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. So, on behalf of all that have been lost, who aren't ever going to get a chance to barbecue or drink a beer, many of them couldn't even have bought a beer when they got shipped out. Men from any of the world wars, Vietnam, drafted, taken on these death marches into other countries to kill other people, the majority of which were civilians. Keep this stuff in mind on Memorial Day. This Swami is just thankful that it wasn't wartime when this Swami served. And just want to point at an extremely important aspect of what's going on this weekend. Thank you guys for allowing that.
Very poignant, and I share your sentiment.
So many of our youngsters now, because they're coming out of high school and there are not jobs. We don't make anything anymore. And they're thinking, the only thing I can do is go in the military. I'll get a paycheck.
And quite a lot of them.
If I deploy, I deploy. But
quite a lot of them have already been surreptitiously drafted because the army have paid for their university. So, should we end there and we'll reconvene next week?
Yep.
For everyone who has ever worn a uniform for any country in any unpleasant situation, for anyone who's worn the United States uniform and or lived on a base, you'll recognize this piece of music.